Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is the voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. I'm excited. I am excited. I've been telling you about the teammates out there. Your brother Don Butcher over at Othello and his minister of operation and brother Earl Lee. And been talking about the noses, guns, three generations of them all. Grandpa's gone home to heaven, but the dad is hard at it, and we'll be, in all probability, taking that big old Dodge and loading her down and making a trip over there to help him. The door's open. Praise God. There's a lot of people out there that they need help. And neighbor, it's exciting to go out there and do it yourself. I always enjoyed putting up a big tent and preaching. I enjoyed it. I wasn't strutting around in anything, but God opened the doors. And when they started, why, they said it won't work, but it did work because God was in it. And if it wasn't my wild idea, God said knock on doors. I'd never gotten into that like I did when I got into Indian work. And my boy came home and took a job selling insurance for Combined Insurance, W. Clement Stone, a multimillionaire Christian philanthropist that helped so many people. He was, as a kid, he sold newspapers on the street corners of Chicago, I was told. And that man, he founded that business, and it was built on Christian principles. And he run his salesman, he trained him, and my boy took a job with him and learned the training. And in 3 years' time, Joel had broken the sales records on the West Coast in Alaska for that company. And that was something. But he loved it. And he'd grown up around churches shaking hands with people, and he had a gift of meeting people, and he's a winsome, attractive young man, and so God blessed him. And he, along the line, said, God, Dad, you're an insurance salesman. You're selling eternal life insurance. And he said, I could help you in your door-to-door. I was calling on people, knocking on doors on Indian country. And so I listened to my boy. And I read his books, and I listened to him, and it said in there, you don't sell insurance by criticizing the competition. You don't sell insurance by being rude to the one you're trying to sell to. And you don't sell insurance by principle of being too smart or too wise. You ask questions. And it brought out how Jesus asked questions. A lot of their training included referring to the Bible and all. And so it was. I put that to work, and I'd been knocking on doors, but suddenly, I'll tell you, it was successful. You say, well, that's just in the human. No, it was God. But there's principles of preaching and witnessing, and we could pay attention to them. We're not out there as just old Don Klein. We're out there as God's representative. You're not out there, teammate, when you go along as just yourself. You're God's representative, and you've got a team back of you praying for you and putting money into it. And God honors it. Praise his name. And so the work has grown across the years, and there's Indian preachers out there that didn't have many people coming, that suddenly it took alive when I'd spend some time with them knocking on doors and explaining to them the importance of prayer and the power of God, and then some principles, Christian principles, of presenting the good news. And so we've done that, and it's exciting, and I don't know where all God's going to take us, but we're still at it. And here I am, almost 87, it's getting near, and I'm just feeling good, but I'm crippled up, and I know all that, and I can't, if I take my glasses off, I can't see very good, and have a little trouble reading the fine print anymore. I've got to get them changed again, I guess. It's about time. And I can't hear. If you take my hearing aids out, I'm stone deaf, and you have to shout at me if I've got them in. But, neighbor, I'm enjoying it. And God's still letting me be a blessing. And there's some Indians finding Jesus. And we're approaching them as not big, know-it-all white men, but as sinners saved by grace. And I can tell them about white men. No, I never did get trapped like some have on alcohol. I started, but when I was 16 years of age, I was chewing snus and working in the woods, and old Hank K. Meyer told me, if you're going to be a logger, you got to chew snus, and I held out his box. I was just a kid, and I chewed it, and I spit. Man, that was nasty stuff. And he said, oh, don't spit it out. Swallow it. That's the best part of it. And I swallowed it, and of course the guys were hanging around watching with kind of a grin on their face, and I didn't know what to do, so I swallowed it. And I thought I was going to die before that day got over. And before it was done, I was afraid I wouldn't die, and I'd live in misery the rest of my life. I went home that night, and I couldn't eat, and I laid down on the front porch, and the sun was shining there, and I perspired so that when I got up, you could see the shape of my old body laying on the flooring on that porch. My mama said, son, what's the matter with you? You're sick. And I said, oh, I'm awful sick. Well, what have you ate? What did you eat? And I couldn't tell her what I'd done. And then I went from there to drinking. And I tried it. And I didn't like it. But, you know, when I saw the guys that got drunk and oh, I didn't want to live that way. And at 16 years of age, I found Jesus. Last night, I had the privilege of going to the camp meeting at 108th and Holgate in Portland, Oregon. And that wonderful, wonderful old tabernacle is a thing of beauty now, back in those days. And it's nigh on to 100 years old, I guess, that campground. They started with a tent long before my time. But anyway, when I came along, they had a tabernacle, but it was sawdust and the floors and the old altar and all. I sat there in that beautiful tabernacle that's enlarged, and I looked at the floors and the carpeting, and I looked at those beautiful pews. It's full of cherry wood pews, beautiful pews. There's a story behind that. Those pews were all given to old Don Klein and his ministry. And we took them, and we didn't know where they'd fit. And there's so many of them, and we had our big warehouses by that time and all. But anyway, out of that, they ended up as a gift to Multnomah County Holiness Association. And I think they've got one of the most elaborately furnished tabernacles I've ever been in. But I sat there last night and rejoiced. They're still preaching. Confess your sins. Repent and be saved. Be filled with the Spirit. Be made perfect in love. Praise God. And I've been enjoying it. I plan on going again tonight. Wonderful that the message is still going on. But I think of the night that I bowed there back in 1939, And I went forward to that altar and I prayed the best I knew how. I said, God, you got to let me know it's you and not just some. And I said what I'd heard the loggers and cowboys say, cockeyed preacher. And they'd say that. A preacher was a cockeyed so-and-so, too lazy to work. Ha, ha, ha. They didn't believe that. And I've had the joy of leading some of those old boys. They're in heaven now because this kid found Jesus Christ. So, neighbor, I've got a couple of college degrees, and I was qualified to teach history in high school. But I put aside my clerical garb, and I put aside my clerical lingo and all, and I'm not making fun of it. I appreciate educated men in the pulpit, but I'm working with people that don't have a lot of education, and they're stumbling, and I know the problems of the bottle. I know the problems that they face, and I can point them to the Lamb of God. And I want to thank you, teammate, for helping me. And I'm able to inspire some young preachers and young workers and Indian boys that are out there and like a mighty army. Thank you for being on the team. God be praised. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Join us tomorrow as Debbie and Marv give us the First Nation Ministries update.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.